Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing this evening?
I am awesome. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. We got a very special big-time entertainer today coming out of Pittsburgh by the name of Ashley Puckett. She is a beginner. She is really good. She's talented. She's a hero to a lot of us, especially with country music out of Pittsburgh. And I'd like to welcome Ashley, who happens to be here in Miami, to our show. Hello, Ashley.
Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Can't get much better. We landed today down in Miami, so I'm enjoying the most of the week down here, so I'm excited.
There you go. It's a lot better than the cold and the ice and the snow up in that area.
Oh, you have no idea, absolutely.
And well, I got to say this, welcome to the freedom state of Florida.
Yes, you know what, that's actually, that's the best part. That's one of the reasons we ended up down here for my birthday celebration. So, yeah, I'm thrilled.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, you started, you're from Pittsburgh, but yet you do a lot of country music. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, country music has kind of been my starting point from very young. I do listen to all types of music depending on my mood, but when I sing, when I write, country music has just always been where my heart kind of follows. So that's what I chose to pursue.
Excellent. And you have an album called Never Say Never. And that album's been a big hit.
It has been ever since the release in 2020. We've had a lot of success.
And you have many great songs on that. And you've been doing great. But how did you get the title Never Say Never? Is that your passion, never give up type of mentality?
A little bit. There was actually a little bit that went into that. So one of my favorite tracks on the album is going to be Never Say Never. And I, as soon as I heard that song for the first time, I fell in love with it. And it's ironic because it's one of my favorites. On top of, like you said, it is a little bit of a storyline. So it's, Never Say Never is one of those cliches that everybody says. But it truly is a big part of my path of how, you know, I went through a lot of different things to get where I am right now in music. And it is just, you know, telling everybody out there, too, you know, just never say never and never give up on what you're trying to do and what you want in life. And here we are.
You know, I tell you, it's passion and your soul and your drive that's in there, that of never quitting, that's what makes a person great. And you're putting it into music, it will inspire a lot of people, and that's important. And I'm thinking that's why you want to do that. Am I correct?
It is, absolutely, 100%. You know, me being somebody who had went through so many different things to get to where I am, and, you know, and I still have a long way to get to, you know, some of my other dreams, but, you know, I had people by my side the whole step of the way. So, you know, if I can give any bit of advice or any bit of encouragement to somebody else, you know, that's all well done to me in my book.
Do you write your own lyrics and music?
I do. So everything on the debut album was actually a bunch of more well-known writers. None of my own work was on there. However, you know, hopefully for the next album or maybe the next, you know, release or so, I might get some of my own work out there to showcase. But I do write. I love to write. I've been writing for a very long time.
I happen to really love the tune Magic of the Moment. Just the beat and the whole sound. I like the intro and the guitar riff. And I happen to think your voice is beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's
You're welcome.
That was one of the most fun. So that's, you know, we started the album with that one. It's a very uplifting, you know, carefree type song. It's one of my favorites too.
Your voice. So I was reading your bio and said that at the age of 16, you saw music and you saw where you wanted to go and live your dream. How did that come about? You were just what, singing since you were a little tyke, and one day you saw the path?
yeah, you said it. So, you know, that's all I've basically known was music my whole life. That has basically got me where I am. And you know, life does throw you in different directions, and, you know, things happen in life, and music always seems to come back back to me. And, you know, I knew at a very young age that's what I wanted to pursue. And, you know, years later, after, you know, life happened, I guess, I did get in contact with the right people. That's when I met, through a friend, I met my producer, Brian Poole, and Doug Casper, my sound engineer. And we hit it off really well and decided we would be a good fit to work together, and spent a little over a year on the album and doing all this creativity and having a lot of fun in the studio, and here we are.
Are you coming? Are you going to perform down here in Miami? Do you have a gig?
I actually do not. We just came down here for some fun celebrations and going out tonight for a little Latin nightclub, so I'm just going to party it up a bit down here and then, you know, get back to work a little bit later.
Okay, because, you know, there's a lot of great places around Miami and Broward County and stuff like that where you can actually pick up connections with, since you're down here, might be able to pick up a gig or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. There's a lot of places.
It wouldn't be the first time.
We know somebody further up north called Todd Herendon, and he has his own nightclub.
Yeah, that's up in Panama City, though.
But but we have Galoopies and Fishtails and other places that, they have a stage and lighting, and they bring in bands all the time. In fact, Galoopies has their stage outside in the back where people sit around and there's a dance floor. It's quite lovely.
So there's a lot of places.
I'm going to look into this.
You know, and it's fun. Yeah. I don't know how long you're going to be down here, but with your talent, it should, you know, it's, you get yourself out of the Pittsburgh, and then you come down where country is country.
You know, it's funny about Pittsburgh. I went to art school in Pittsburgh. I stayed at Duquesne University, and I lived off the Mahangila River, and I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh in downtown Pittsburgh, and I know what you're talking about, Winters, because it's all on a mountain. And when you walk down the hills, you have to be really careful. I used to sit on my portfolio and slide down the hills.
Yeah, winter is never my favorite, and I think it would get hit pretty badly in that area.
It is.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But the thing, when you write the songs, do you write things about Pittsburgh or things that happened to you in growing up and stuff like that? Besides Never Say Never, which is a number of great songs.
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't think I've ever put Pittsburgh into any of my music, maybe not intentionally, but I do write, though, a lot about what, you know, I've been through, or, you know, at least some things that I've known people to have gone through. When I choose my writing styles, it's really something that I can relate to, as opposed to just something somebody asked to have, you know, a song written about. So those are typically what I try to gravitate toward.
Do you play instruments, guitar or piano or drums?
Yeah, I play guitar. I started playing guitar when I was about 16 with the kind of helps with the songwriting. Vocal is still my strong suit, though.
What is your favorite artist to like to take sing songs from?
Oh, that's a good question. So typically, Miranda Lambert is my go-to girl. Many reasons. You know, I look up to her for, you know, just how she has gone to where she is right now. Her writing is amazing. Her voice is amazing. So if I had to pick one, it would be Miranda.
Do you have the dream of singing at the Opry?
Absolutely. Yeah, one spot, it's always been the Opry. I think that's everybody's thought, though, if you're that deep into country music. That's always everybody's favorite.
Like the coal miner's daughter. Okay, so.
You know, getting there is very, like, if you could get, before going back to Pittsburgh, start touring around Tennessee and Nashville and stuff like that. I don't know if you have yet, but if you could do that, it may put a foot in the door for you.
Also in Nashville?
Yeah.
Sit there.
Yeah, Nashville's a great place. I've been down there a few times.
Okay. Because I actually got some friends down there, and they, Nilsa for one, she knows a lot of big people down there. So it's interesting. But the idea is to spread your talent, and that's one of the great things for having you on the show is to get that. And we actually have the song that Scarlett likes that we put on, and I want to play it for you. So our listening on this to see how great you are. Hold on a second.
I forget that thing.
Couple of beers, we're feeling just the right. Tuesday night, a ransom hang. Warm warmed-up Chinese snowplant, I think. I think we all could feel it in the air. We were sharing something special here. When you realize the situation, you want to bottle it up and save it, but you can't. It will never happen just like this again. Can't plan a time with perfect circumstance. We were never meant to hold it, and it touches you when you can't hold it. That's the wrong. Ain't that the magic of the moment?
It's a very energetic, positive song. Do you have videos? Did you put them out there?
Yeah, I have. I have videos up. I have some stuff on YouTube. I have. If anybody wants to check out the website, AshleyPuckett.com, there's a lot of stuff up there as well.
Okay. And when is your next album doing? To come out?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. So, like I mentioned earlier, I would like to start doing a lot more of my own songs on the next album. As far as we might do one more release on the current album first. So, it's still in the thought process, but probably sooner than later at this point.
And do you have scheduled gigs in Pittsburgh? Or anywhere
so
else?
As of the new year, the only show I have scheduled, which we will be putting more in the mix, but I have a show opening for Mark Chestnut out at Jurgles in Warrendale. That'll be in March. So super excited about that. That's the only thing on the tour list right now.
Okay. What is your website?
It's AshleyPuckett.com.
And it's very important to get out there and the videos and everything and where they could get to you to potentially have a gig for you, like different management teams and stuff to get to you from different clubs and stuff to reach you on that website to get you to do a gig or something like that.
Absolutely. You can reach me right through the contact page on the website. I'm also huge on social media, so I'm on Facebook a lot.
And I'm going to ask you something that a lot of people probably have been asking you all your life. Are you related to Gary Puckett in any way?
I do get that question a lot, and no, I'm not.
Okay, because, you know, that's something that, that'll tell you my time, how old I am when I recognize that name, Puckett. Because that's back in the 50s, 60s. You know, and that's why.
Yep.
But you're great, and we're promoting it. Do you have any specific charities that you want to mention or anything so we can help donate to a drive? Because a lot of the, our musical guests have something that they're particularly interested in, and we want to make sure they get the exposure too. Do you have a particular charity or some kind of mission?
Yeah, that's actually really sweet of you to ask. Yeah, I do support the Children's Hospital as well as the Wounded Warrior Project. So either of the two.
Are you, by Wounded Warrior Project, are you or your family in the military at any point?
No, it's just something just that I really support. I've known a lot of people and, you know, a lot of what they went through. And, you know, I've done some backstories and stuff. And, you know, when I was looking to support, you know, an organization, I was really intrigued with them.
Okay. And are you in any way connected or do you want to get connected to Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band?
hey, the more connections, the better.
okay, because you're similar interests.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And the children's hospitals, that's important because they always left behind, and they need all the support you can. So those are two great charities, and we support them. Wounded Warriors, we know people involved. The Christmas time things, so Toys for Tots with the military, that also is related in some way with the Wounded Warriors and other military charities. So they're all connected.
Absolutely.
It's a great time. I have another guest coming up in a few minutes because we're trying to do two shows at one time because we're coming to the end of, well, we have a special election down here and we're trying to get him on to come off for a few minutes before he's done because that's Tuesday and we don't know if he's coming or not, but we want to make room. But at the same time, we love your music. And we want you to keep going. And I want you to come back to our show. And again, please give the website out to our listeners.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time, too, and inviting me on the show. It was important to take the opportunity. And I thought it was ironic I'll be down here in Florida and with the congressman to be hopefully coming on, too. So it was a pretty neat show to be a part of.
Yeah, his name is Jason Mariner, and he's actually running a CD20 down here in a special election. He's supposed to call in a few minutes. We had some technical difficulties on numbers, so he might or may not make it, but we want to give him the spot anyway, and we'll see. But it was a crazy night. The alarm goes off, and the numbers change. But we got the information. We got you on, and we did that. And we love your music, and we're glad you're here. And we're glad that you're down here in Florida, Freedom State.
And happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Hey, many more, many more, and enjoy yourself down here, okay?
And when your next album comes out, and you can have your booking agent give us a ring or a heads up, and we'd love you to come back.
And we'll get you on for the full hour, okay?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I thank you guys for taking the time.
Thank
Anytime.
You.
Anytime. Thank you so much for coming on. Again, great music, and never say never. Keep fighting the game, you know what I mean?
Live the dream.
Live the dream. Never give up.
Live the dream. That's all you
there
can
you
do.
Have a great, safe evening.
Thank you so much for coming
on.
Good night.
Bye, Ashley.
Now.
God, we were saved. It's
yeah,
quiet. It's
yes,
beautiful.
I don't know
Even
if that was...
Ringo,
I don't know,
Ringo was saved.
Yeah, she killed it. But I don't know. Look, first, two things happened. One, they flipped the number on us a little bit in the last second. Only one digit, but you know what? We, you know, You know, talk about dyslexia. We did that, and they changed things a little bit, but that's okay. We corrected her. She came on. We sent a note to Jason Miranda that the number was changed by a digit. If he comes on, he comes on. If he doesn't, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Early voting ended today in CD20, and the actual
and the
day of the election.
And the tally
yeah.
You think they're going to steal?
Well, we already caught them. It's doing that and all that. But
they're all
criminals.
Well,
what they don't realize, and they found out the other day, is that their candidate has also been arrested, and because of the actions by her staff.
Well, look at the White House.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Right. Yeah. But before we get into anything else, I want to take a moment. There was a big tragic fire in New York today in the Bronx, where over 63 or 64 people have been injured. I think it was like 19 or 20 people have died. About 9 of them are children. There's a lot more that's expected to die in that because most of those 63 or so that have been injured in the fire, life-threatening. There's only a handful that may not be.
And in the middle of this weather.
Over 200 firefighters. They had rain, sleet, and
what's
snow.
What's it like, 5 degrees there now?
That's a five-alarm fire. I think it was a 19 or 20-story building or something like that in the Bronx. And we'll find out what started in the next few days.
Wouldn't surprise me if it was arson and an insurance job.
I think it's going to be electric heater. Usually those type of fires are caused by electric heaters, especially up in the Bronx. And then you got all this stuff that's going on in New York to begin with. And now Eric Garner is just playing games. He was against the illegal voting. Now he's for it. And he let the expiration time expire and stayed in. And they haven't changed anything, but there's lawsuits pending.
Somebody got him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's lawsuits pending, and that's what's happening.
His tail was turned.
Yeah, well, the only thing he's been straightforward for and faithful for so far is the criminal activities and the courts.
How about the commissioners? Have they had their tails turned, too?
I don't know, no, but the police commissioner is battling the Manhattan DA as well as the state attorney general, and she's the only bright one, but that's, like I said the other day on the podcast and also on the radio show, this commissioner is a cop's cop. This NYPD commissioner is a cop's cop. Her family goes back generations. It's similar to, if you want to use a hypothetical or something similar, if anyone knows Blue Bloods, it's the same thing. She is just like the Reagans. And Tom's character.
That mayor on Blue Bloods is a little maniacal, you know. They
yeah, well, that's
thing,
the same thing.
And then they power is absolute.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Now we're waiting to see if we're waiting to see if Jason got the message to call in. He's expected any minute. If not, we'll continue to go with this.
We're here.
And we're here.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really matter so much. We do have Ruben Young. Ruben Young is coming in on Wednesday, and I'll verify all the information for him to make sure he got the right numbers because they changed it. And we just got a very big on the 23rd. We're going to have a very interesting show. We're going to have a gentleman that we've done some Zoom debates with earlier part of last year to the point where I was in the middle of it. The conservative advocate walked off the show, but I stayed in. And me and this guest stood in there along with the other people, and we had a nice little debate, and things worked out fine. So on the 23rd, he's going to come on, and we're going to have a discussion on all kinds of things with Scarlett and the three of us.
He's not my favorite rabbi, but he is definitely an interesting rabbi.
And we got it going, and the gentleman's name is Rabbi Barry Silva. Barry Silva, who is an activist, a left-wing activist. He's out there, and, you know, we're going to give him a chance to talk, and we're going to go back and forth. We're not going to
Trump.
No, he hates him. We're going to go and have a conversation, and we're going to, you know, we don't want him to walk off the set.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, we're going to give him a chance to say what he says, and we're going to come back and forth and do that, and it's a discussion. And if you want to call in, and the number is 515-602-9657, you can call in on that roundtable. You can call in now and talk about any topic. We don't care. Apparently, Jason is not here yet. He maybe didn't get the message. I don't know. But if he tries to call in that number, it's not going to happen. So we got the new number, which we gave to him, and we'll see where it goes. So, but anyway, it doesn't matter anyhow.
So that tune was really good.
Yeah.
Actually, very interesting. Surprised that she was down here. What a small world. Come to the warm weather.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something. There's a lot of stuff happening. I hear tomorrow is going to be a big day with Project Veritas. He has the evidence on the criminal dictator traitor of Fauci, and is exposing it tomorrow with a lot of stuff, including undercover agents. So that's telling information that he deliberately lied and misled the country. So there's things coming out. I will listen to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas.
I'm starting to question the vaccine.
Yes, a lot of people we're starting to hear that's got the vaccine.
Maybe the vaccine is a placebo, and it was just about money, and they ripped off the government.
Yeah, and it's just starting to. A lot of people are starting to see that
because. Or there's something in that vaccine that's Agenda 21.
Genocide.
Because it's not helping people.
No, it's not.
How can a vaccine hurt people?
It shouldn't. And it doesn't.
Okay, well, somebody needs to take the vaccine, a bottle of it, and test it on their own. And look at it through a microscope and see what the heck is in it.
By the way,
Robert
Sun got banned from Facebook in some parts. He got stricken. He's in Facebook jail. Breaking news in the political world was Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson will seek a third term.
Probably looked at his bank account.
Maybe. Now, again, look. We have crime that's really raging all over the country right now, mostly in Democratic cities. But a young girl, a worker out of Burger King in New York City, was murdered yesterday for whatever reason at a Burger King, and that's all over the news there. It's not the first time.
And the Asian guy.
Yeah, and the Asian guy.
Makes no sense.
People are getting all these things happening in areas where they were promoting to defund the police, and now
let me ask you a question. Eric Adams, who's FOS now, he ran and said whatever he said, and now he's not doing that. What does that all mean?
It means that he's a one-timer and he may be kicked out sooner than he thinks. People are so fed up with these...
Does he need the commissioners for him to...
Some of it, yeah. He is going to get some pushback. The police commissioner will push back on it because what she's supposed to do anyway.
The commissioner's going to tell him to go scratch?
Yeah, and she is doing that. She is a cop's cop. She's not playing politics here. And so
he was a corrupt cop. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that he was suspect. One of the things, this is some of the people I was that worked with when I was with the NYPD said that this guy, Eric Adams, is not what he seems to be. We had two really supposedly law and order candidates, and both of them got good candidates. Curtis Sliwa. Yeah, Curtis Sliwa is one of those. Bad.
I'll tell you something, the Guardian Angels kept the city safe.
Yeah.
And the people
are so stupid.
What do you expect?
He ran it like the Guardian Angels. He shouldn't have done that way. He did get a lot more votes than normally for a Republican in a communist type city. Basically, mostly Democrat. But people are turning because a lot of the commissioners Democratic commissioners have lost in the last election. Plus. The school boards
the governor got to Adam.
Or de Blasio did in the return end. But either way, it's not going to help the city.
Put it this way, we're not going to live back in that city. That city's maniacal.
We're not going back.
Did the sanitation do their job?
And I don't know. Also, we hear that Biden's looking to build giant windmills with a 100-yard wingspan. Windmills, first of all, they kill birds.
How can you build them so wide?
And they make
how
a lot of noise and noise pollution. I don't know.
Down. Okay, that's
now. Here, when I was talking about the COVID and the testing and all that stuff, and the Supreme Court had the hearing and everything, and there's a couple stories coming out that will go with one or two, but the lawyers that argued against the mandates, who was fully vaccinated, in other words, he had A and B and the booster shot, guess what? He has COVID anyway.
How can that be? COVID is
lawyer in SCOTUS mandate case test positive despite being vaxxed and
because
boosted.
They inject it in your body. It's there. And the only way you'll know if you have COVID is if your taste buds have no taste and you can't smell aromas. That's the only way. Okay, otherwise you got a cold.
Otherwise, Biden, of course, is trying to cover up the fact that he had open borders and all
the
stuff.
Is he back in the White House yet, or is he still
He's stuck on a plane somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
He's still on the plane.
But we don't know what he is, what he's doing. We don't really care anymore because there's not much he can do right now.
Between inflation and prices and everything,
Yeah, but it's helping us in the long run.
Now they're going to raise the rates. They're going to raise the percentage rates.
Interest rates have to because the inflation is so high.
It's Carter year.
They have to raise the interest rates to try and bring down the fly of the inflation rate. So in order to do that, they raise the interest rates to slow what that means. When you raise interest rates,
it's not going
to
work. When it didn't work with Carter. It ain't going to work on here.
When you raise interest rates, you're tightening money. It means less money coming into the economy,
right,
which brings down the inflation rate, goes down because it's not booming anymore. Jobs would go down.
It didn't work in the Carter years. Okay? Why redo a failure?
Because that's what Democrats know how to do.
When's Nancy Pelosi leaving?
She has announced her retirement. She's not running for re-election. We know this other stuff. She bought a home down here in Florida. She's going to move down here in a little while. And she'll
maybe
be out of
office. We'll invite her onto the truth. We'll get some lies.
we tried to get Nikki Fried on. She hasn't come on yet.
She's never
going to
come on because she's...
But we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the Supreme Court thing. Sotomayor and Kagan, both of them, and all three.
Right.
Yeah, all three of them got talking points from the left. In fact, right after Sotomayor's big lie about over 100,000 children on ventilators and deadly sick, she was out having dinner with Nancy Pelosi and others with no mask at all on, hugging and talking,
social distancing,
and not social distancing and everything. We got the video
and kissing and drinking.
Right. So,
there you go.
Do as I say,
Marxist.
Don't do as I do.
Marxist. Look. What's Marxism? I live life at the grandest and you live like duck. Do as I say, not as I do.
So we are looking at that.
And there are a lot of those.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's just all going to catch up.
So, you know, on, again, our guest for this Wednesday is Ruben Young, who's running a CD23. We're going to have...
That's against Debbie, making sure Debbie loses.
And then we got Gary coming on, Gary Pratt, on the 16th. In February, we're working on Jamie Lee Curtis and Gary from Shadowproof come on sometime in February. January 23rd, we have Rabbi Barry Silva coming on. So we're working on all of that coming on in the next few weeks. We got about 15 more different entertainers that we're working and we're trying to print in our schedule, getting the information right and getting things done. So we're gonna split around from politics to regular entertainment to all kinds of categories. And it doesn't matter. We're not going to be a strictly political show. This is more going to be on the entertainment type as well as authors and roundtables and a lot of fun. We're not going
to... Did the Jets
lose
or win today?
I don't know what the scores are. But I do know, talking about spiking the ball before you're supposed to, Indianapolis Colts, they were playing Jacksonville Jaguars, the worst team in football, literally. And Indianapolis, all they had to do was win the game any which way, and they're in the playoffs. And they were, and they thought, oh, they're playing the worst team. Okay, we don't have to play so hard. And they just sat back. And guess what? They lost big. And they've been eliminated from the playoffs.
What happened with the turtle and the rabbit? The rabbit thinks, I'm going to go really slow. And the turtle never is going to catch up. And then all of a sudden, who passes the cross line? The turtle.
And this is what happened. Even though Jacksonville did win, they still got the worst record of football and they get the first pick.
But they won.
Yeah.
So
they get the first pick in the draft.
Was that their last game of the season?
That was the last game of the season.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know.
I want fantasy football.
Yes,
yeah,
she won the fantasy football. So that was it there. And, you know, we will see.
So in a couple of months, baseball is going to gear up again.
That's the spring training's coming up in February. The negotiation, because right now baseball's on strike, the lockdown, but there's a new contract offer being offered shortly, and hopefully they will take it, and we'll have that set up.
Oh, there's a lot of greed out there.
But, you know...
It's all about inflation.
You know, so we'll see where it goes.
Real estate market. When these rates go up, how will that affect the real estate market?
When interest rates go up, you're going to see real estate market go crashing down. And that's how it's going to be.
Boom.
You know, it's just like old days.
So the numbers are going to shrink down in the sales?
It will go down in sales.
How will that affect rents?
Rents will start going down, not going up, going down.
Some of those numbers are so maniacal.
Yeah.
Spends $4,000 on a two-bedroom apartment rental.
All right, here's your football update. Kansas City beat Denver 28-24. Dallas beat Philadelphia 51-26. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 21-16. Detroit upset Green Bay 37-30. Minnesota beat Chicago 31-17. Washington creamed the Giants, another very bad team, 22-7. Jacksonville, which I told you about, upset Indianapolis 26-11. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore 16-13. Tennessee's one of the best teams in football, 28-25. New Orleans beat Atlanta 30-20. The Jets lost to Buffalo 27-10. San Francisco won over the Rams 27-24. Miami defeated New England 33-24, finished 9-8.
Whipped those Patriots, huh?
9-8. The Miami Dolphins defeated Miami Dolphins.
So now how does that work? How are they advancing?
New England's in the playoffs. Miami's not, but they finished above 500 for the first time in a while. Seattle beat Arizona 38-30. Tampa Bay won 41-17, and that's the updated scores.
Sounds good to me.
What we're going to do is, we are continuing to fight for the fight. We're going to win these things, and we're going to continue to do that. We are seeing there's a couple things going on. There was a report came out on bowlers, on registered bowlers and stuff last night, and compared it from a year ago to now. We, of course, now the Republicans now lead by a fairly large amount of registration, voting registration, Republicans over Democrats and Independents, to the point where, you know how blue Broward County was? Dark, dark blue? Not anymore. It's light blue now. And it's moving. So Jason might have a shot. I think because of the change of numbers and besides his campaign, he didn't come on, but that's okay.
The election supervisor, the one who replaced Brenda Snipes.
He's no longer there. He was good. Now we had, it was election and someone else
didn't
took that.
Didn't they use some corruption and fraud there now?
With this
one election?
Yeah, there is some, and there is some things going on which I can't get into.
So
right
what
now.
Happens with all the mail-in ballots?
A lot of the mail-in ballots have been thrown.
The absentee and the mail-ins. They're all going to
okay.
get thrown out,
the,
huh?
The mail-in ballots, the one that's just mailed out to everybody rather than being asked, they're all being thrown out. The one with absentee ballots that have been requested, they are being kept, and they're also being verified by signature and whatever else they do, verification. The mail-in ballots, the mass mail-in ballots that this guy did, it's all been scrubbed. It's all been kicked out.
And where is that election? Where is that election supervisor?
I think he's looking at disciplinary action, possibly jail time. I don't know. DeSantis got him.
I know. We live in the county
He's been suspended. We don't know if he's been arrested or not, but he has been suspended.
So who is in the spot now?
Somebody that DeSantis has picked, which I don't know. But this guy has been taken down to custody.
Okay.
We are arresting candidates that orchestrate fraud. And we did that in Virginia. We did that in New Jersey. We did that in other parts of the country, and are working. And even yesterday, we were in Gettysburg.
6 days till Youngkin gets sworn in.
Yesterday, we were in Gettysburg. We were working with Rice High Broadcasting. We did a podcast and with Doug and his campaign for governor in Wisconsin. I mean, in Pennsylvania. Sorry about that. And we're working with
Carrie Lake.
We also been working closely with Carrie Lake in Arizona. You know, look, we are going to be working across the country with different things.
Everybody wants their country back. They want the numbnuts gone.
What's great about Pennsylvania, which we didn't get into, is that every Democrat school board member lost their seat across the state of Pennsylvania. New Jersey, same thing is happening. It's happened. Same thing in other parts of the Virginia, same thing. Here in Florida, was in some parts of Florida, we took back to school. School boards. This is what we got to do. We got to get our kids back. We got to fight for the kids. Stop the indoctrination.
Homeschool. Get rid of public school.
The other day, up in the central part of Florida, Andrew Sabatini who's running for Congress, was speaking along with a bunch of other people, and they arrested a guy that was ready to blow them up, and they got him for terrorism. But he has a track record. He was an Antifa, a BLM guy. He goes right back to Nancy Pelosi and Obama and others, and we have warrants as an accessory after the fact, or before the fact, for these people.
So
if they come down here, they will be arrested. The warrants are out. So, but Andrew Sabatini and others were targeted the other day, and they made the arrest.
How'd they know?
We have our own security. Thank you, Ron DeSantis, and our security teams. But that's what's happening.
So we're in a lot of danger down here, aren't we?
We have a very good security team down here. We got the Florida Militia, Florida State Police, if you want to call them that. We got the FDLE. We got law enforcement. We just need to get rid of the crooked judges, and we'll be pretty good.
What is the Supreme Court doing about the vaccine mandate? Have they come down with any rules?
Well, there is right now it has been suspended and pending the outcome of the decision. It could come as soon as this week, or it could come in June. We don't know.
Once that mandate comes down either way, so say they say you can't mandate, is that just the mask or the mask and the vaccine?
That's both.
Okay. That means it goes back to the states.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you have these left-wing dingbat states that just
them
mandate.
Out. Yeah, well, that's why they're going to lose their seats, of course.
Look at Whitmer. Is she still around?
Yeah, but she's also expected to lose a seat. Look, there is right now, based on all evidence, there is not one Democrat that's going to win any election. Based on what's going.
New York didn't learn their lesson.
Forget about New York. It's a communist state. But I'm talking about people really revolting, standing up and stuff. If it's not just this country, look at the millions that were out in Paris, France yesterday.
Yeah.
And our friends and brothers in Australia who are standing up and fighting, because right now they're like a penal colony.
And Canada. Same in Canada. Everybody across this world is fighting for these maniacal numbnuts to stop controlling them, okay?
You know,
there's going to be a world war against the controllers.
Okay, it is a world war. It's already started. It's communism versus freedom. The world wants freedom, not communists. We don't want the mandates. We don't want the masks. We don't want the factories.
It is our choice to wear the mask. It is our choice to have the vaccine. That is up to you. Meanwhile, you're getting the vaccine, and there are others that are dying from it. People are sick from wearing the mask. It's going to be lung cancer. Okay? This is an individual's freedom of choice. You want to have your choice whether you can or can't have your abortion. But yet, when it comes to other things, you have double standards, and you're hypocrites, and you can't have that. And what's going on with that Roe versus Wade decision coming down from dissent on it? Have they done a major decision yet on that, or they're just punting the ball?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Because you got to wonder. I mean, that Amy Coney Barrett, you really got to wonder if she's a person who said, I stand behind the Constitution.
Anyway, the 15th of January, there is going to be a big-time rally, freedom rally, mega rally, whatever you want to call it, at Florence, Arizona with Trump. We already have like 40,000 tickets given away, something like that, and continuing to grow. Truth Social, the platform's coming out on February 24th, I believe it is, and many different things coming down the line. Rumble is going public soon. So we're out there, and we continue. Ghetto is booming. So a lot of different ways, a lot of different things. And this time we didn't do the chat room for a change, but I want to see if anybody did come in, because we really didn't do it, because we actually had technical difficulties. But I want to check to see if there's anybody in there. But the bottom line is we really wasn't needed today because of the technical difficulties we had with the somebody pulled the alarm. And then the number changed, but that's okay. We did the show. Ashley came on. That's the principal star.
She was
awesome. And she's great. And she, and we got to
have Ruben. Her career is having a big beginning.
We're going to have Ruben Young on Wednesday. We're going to have Gary Pratt on next Sunday, and then we got on the 23rd, we have Rabbi Barry Silva, and we're going to continue with that. And in between all that and others, we got more musicians, the songwriters, the singers, and the authors, and everything else in between.
Become part of the group in Facebook, become a member, join the truth, learn the information firsthand, read the update article, see what's going on, hear the podcast.
The Truth Out There Voice of People podcast is booming in almost 60 countries, with approaching 3,400 direct followers, millions behind. And we want to thank everybody to listen to those podcasts, and we'll continue from that.
This is Scarlett Butler, and I have to go and take care of a little bitty thingy, but I wanted to tell all the people that listen, have a great Sunday night. Enjoy, be safe, and I'll be back on Wednesday with Ruben Young, ready to ask the hard questions.
And
have a great night. Take care, Joe.
Thank you. Don't forget to vote. Go out and vote if you live in CD20 on Tuesday, and let's have a great win. Let's have a big upset. God bless you all. Have a great day. And let's get this done and win.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I'm sorry to stop the closing song when we just got word. Actor Bob Saget was found dead at age 65. Very sad in the entertainment field. Let's end this show this way. I'm sorry to hear that, but Bob Saget was found dead today at age 65. God bless you all. Have prayers tonight for his family, and have a great night. And that's how I ended it.